Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's our final segment here with the quite lovely Jerry and Kathy Wills. And we were talking over the break about this kind of thing. It was about control and intention and confidence. And it occurs to me that when you're really this was sort of how Jerry was explaining to me how his ability to heal people actually works is because of confidence with the ability. And you know, whenever you're walking into a construction site or something of that nature, and you ain't confident, you're really tentative with a lot of things, and you don't just go no, we can do this, we can do that, such and such and blah blah blah. Sometimes you get in really big accidents, and it's not necessarily because of the fact that you were inexperienced; it was the fact that you were too tentative about it. You know, that's the funny thing about human consciousness, is that a lot of it is based upon belief. A lot of your abilities based upon belief. And there are many people out there who have so little confidence in their abilities that they have to rely on other people to get their message out. And when that person doesn't want to any longer get that person's message out, they start attacking that person as though they're an enemy, when simply they're just refusing to help them anymore because they obviously can't help themselves. They don't have enough confidence. This is one of the main challenges I believe the human race is suffering from at the moment. As Anthony Robbins, the motivational speaker, said, humanity's suffering from a crisis of faith, not in God, not in government, but a crisis of faith within ourselves. And I'd like you to, we've only got a few minutes left here, Jerry and Kathy, and if you have any choice pearls of wisdom or any hardship that you've been going through that you'd like to share at this particular moment, I'd encourage you to do so.
Sure. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, hardships come and go, so you know that isn't really much of an issue. The pearls of wisdom, though, I think are important because it might help people have a clearer idea on directing themselves towards something that's beneficial or useful. The first thing I want to mention is that there is a worldwide movement to legalize cannabis. And some people look at this movement with a tongue-in-cheek, oh yeah, they're just a bunch of hippies wanting to get high. But folks, I want you to know that there are hundreds of molecules in cannabis. They're called cannabinoids. And singularly, these different molecules go after things such as tumors, nerve conditions, pain. They help to regenerate and heal the body. They are magical substances that can actually do a world of benefit if you ingest the cannabinoids, in other words, eating it. Smoking it is not necessarily the only way or the best way. Eating it, juicing it even, is one of the best ways of getting the benefits from it. So that's one thing. The other thing is that, as we were just talking about, you and I, we were saying, you know, how people have a tendency to want to do something, but they feel a bit inhibited or tentative. It's not easy to have confidence. Because if you feel that there's a piece of information missing or there's something that isn't quite within the scope of your understanding, then confidence is difficult to attain. I think the most important thing you can do if you want to attain a sense of confidence is to believe, no, not just to believe, but to know yourself. Get to know yourself very well. Try things and do it with confidence. If you want to be a healer, or if you want to be a psychic, or you want to be a great writer, or whatever, stop saying, I think I can, because it's the same thing in your mind, inside, deep in your soul, as saying, I'm not sure if I can or not, but say, yeah, I can do this, and do it. Life is full of potholes, and you'll trip and fall, and you'll learn from them, and that's what it's all about. But don't lose your confidence. Know yourself.
Yeah, I have this this recurring sort of experience, you know, and I've got a lot of confidence in myself. I admittedly have a bit of an ego. However, I believe it's justified because of the things that I do and the ways in which I help society. Sure, I've got a bit of an ego. That's how I defend myself. That's how I say, hey, look, you may not like what I'm doing. You may not agree with what I'm saying, but at least I'm doing something, and at least I'm helping some people. I'm Vinnie Frickin' Eastwood. Uh-huh. Do you get it?
That's perfect.
That's kind of what happens when you realize the power within you and that confidence within yourself is that you suddenly realize, my God, I don't actually really quite so much need anybody's help so much as I do need to believe in myself and believe in that that spirit of self-reliance. Like, there's nothing that can stop me because I'm committed, I'm determined, etc. This is, I think, a skill, a hard-earned, valuable skill that most people never attain because they never take the risk of being rejected, of being hounded, of being harassed, for fear that they might fail. Whereas failure is a blessing in disguise. Every single failure that you suffer through in your life often becomes a seed of success in other areas of your life. How do you feel about that, Jerry?
I completely agree. And, you know, as far as the ego goes, you know, there's all these, you know, New Age fluff types say, oh, you know, get rid of the ego. I don't think so. The ego is basically you being sure of yourself. If you're wrong, you say you're wrong. Oops, made a mistake. But it also is a very powerful force that carries you forward. If you let your light shine very brightly, and you do, it's obvious. But for those listening, if you let your light shine very brightly, there's going to be others who are going to notice this. Sure, there'll be some who'll criticize it, but who cares? It's not that they matter. You're not living your life to please them. You're living your life to be you. And if you let that light shine brightly, you can be sure that there are going to be other people who are going to find their way because your light was bright enough for them to find their own.
It's like a lighthouse, warning of rocks. And before we go, I've only got 2 to 3 minutes here. My producer, Mel, wants me to ask you, do you have any plans for future expeditions to South America or elsewhere?
Well, actually, we do. We're going to be going to Pennsylvania in about another week and a half to make a presentation to a college that we're hoping will fund us going back down to Bolivia to get a core sample of that rock and to get a plaster cast of the footprint. Aside from that, there are no other plans at this point, but, you know, things change all the time, and we never know what next week is going to bring. We're ready to go whenever we need to.
Mm. I found that planning usually limits opportunities in a lot of ways. Sometimes it's the only thing you can do in order to harness a particular opportunity, but often it limits them. You know, like, for example, if you're driving along a highway and you've got a plan to be by a certain location by a certain time or whatever, and you go, oh my God, look at that shop on the side of the road. That looks really awesome. Let's stop there. We might find some really amazing things that we want. And no, sticking to the plan.
Yeah.
You know, people sometimes rely on their plans so much as to exclude every opportunity that comes at them.
I agree. Be open to change and be open to opportunity because, you know, sometimes these things only roll around once.
That's right. Homeless people are very open to change, I found.
Yeah. So have I.
Especially since voting for Obama.
Oh, dear. Well, I can tell you it wasn't me that was in the masses that did that.
I remember I actually, I think this was before I'd woken up entirely, actually believed in the fanfare and this whole, oh my God, we've got a black president. It's finally the rule of the tyrannical white man is over. No. Sorry. It's just an American president like every single other one of them, financed by massive corporations, lying through his teeth so that he can get power, so that he can, you know, do whatever the bigwigs want. the bigwigs that never change, no matter if the face of the president does.